In Tonsvik, across the fjord from Tromsø, one of Norway's northernmost cities and deep inside the Arctic Circle, a 200-strong herd of reindeer are noisily munching away on dried moss and grass pellets. Their dusty brown coats stand out brilliantly against the snowy linen land. Looking after these creatures are the Sami, a people indigenous to northern Scandinavia, Finland and parts of Russia. They've been herding reindeer, fishing and hunting in these parts for some 5,000 years. Though much of Sami life has changed over that time, for some of the population, herding reindeer remains the lion's share of their livelihood. Luna, a fire-haired Sami shaman, calls them to feed with a distinctive sound. The herd produces ample stocks of meat, milk and fur, necessary resources in a region where minus 30 degrees Celsius is the norm. And what the visitors don't see are the other animal predators stalking the tundra. Andre, who is busy chopping wood as we approach him, always has this lurking menace on his mind.
This herd I keep inside this perimeter for protection. But the rest of the family has their herds in the mountains, and they go up every day during wintertime with snowmobiles, herding them, looking after them, feeding them if they need to. If it's a bad winter, like now with a lot of ice, then of course you have to go up feeding them every day and herding them. And that you do all day, every day, all week. Of course, we have a lot of predators, like lynx and wolverine, that will kill a lot of reindeers during wintertime. And then you will have another problem during springtime. For example, I can take example, for a lynx can take one reindeer every second day. So that means it takes a lot of reindeers during wintertime. So that's why we herd them a lot, both in the mountains and put them in fences like that for protection, because this is what we make money off, the meat and skin. And if we lose a lot of reindeers to lynx or other predators, we won't make money.
The reindeer's hide is particularly valuable as it's used to make the thick boots and trousers sported by many Sami. Though the most symbolic part of their dress, the kakti, a high-collared tunic, is now normally made of wool rather than reindeer fur. Their varying, resplendent colours can tell you what tribe a Sami is from, and the shape of the hammered tin ornaments even reveal whether they're single or married. Observing the herd, we notice that only some of the reindeers have antlers and are surprised to learn that it's the females who sport the horns this time of the year. The males grow their antlers in spring and use them to fight and compete with other bulls, as they're known. The bigger the bull's antlers, the higher he sits in the hierarchy. Come late autumn, however, the antlers naturally fall off and the females will often eat them once discarded, so full of nutrients and minerals that they are.
They drop the antlers once a year. The males drop them before Christmas, after they had the mating season, because they're really huge and they're heavy to carry over the snow. The females will keep the antlers all winter until they give birth to a new calf in May. So the females are the strong one during all winter. They will chase away the males, and even the calf have little antlers and will chase away the males. They are really strong and independent animals, and they take care of themselves first. If there's food, they will eat themselves first, and then the calf will eat. And if one calf gets away from the mother, nobody else will adopt it.
With the reindeer fed and content, we huddle around the fire in the luva, a teepee-like tent, for a wholesome serving of reindeer stew. Nils, also a reindeer herder, shows us some of the traditional wares the men carry. Among them is a small knife called a buiku, passed down from father to son. The transition between generations is an integral part of Sami's family-centric culture. But it is more in danger than it's ever been. Blemishing the snowy landscape is a steel oil rig rising high into the sky. The Sami traditionally herd their reindeer wherever they can. Andre, Luna and Nils work on government-owned land, but are being pushed out in favour of oil prospectors. There is no legal case for them to present, but they're putting up a fight nonetheless. To protect this land from exploitation and demonstrate that it has cultural value far more precious than any oil, they've opened themselves up to the winter tourists flooding into Tromsø every year. Daily groups of inquisitive visitors from Japan, the US, UK and beyond arrive to feed, pet and engage with the reindeer and learn about Sami ways. It's a lamentable story, especially for such an anciently rooted people, but the battle's not yet lost. The Sami are a nomadic civilization. Just as the reindeer's antlers grow again come spring, so too will the Sami raise up a new home wherever the land proves fertile. Holding the buiku and finishing the story with a melancholy look, Nils slowly begins to sing the traditional Sami song, the joik. The deep sound is a free-flowing melody without beginning, end, set style or subject. It can be about anything you like. The only rule, and what a virtuous one it is, you cannot yoik about yourself. For Monocle, I'm Melkon Çağçıoğlu from Tromsø.